Robert D'Armond is being remembered this week as among the foremost of Alaska's historians, although D'Armond himself might not have seen it that way. D'Armond died last Friday in the Sitka Pioneers Home, where he had resided for the last 19 years. Friends say the 99-year-old D'Armond was averse to the label historian and instead saw himself simply as a researcher of past events with no desire to argue for a particular point of view. Whatever the case, D'Armond had a lifelong passion for detail that was likely unequaled in Alaska. KCAW's Robert Woolsey reports.
Bob was, first and foremost, a journalist, a terrific newsman.
Thad Polson is the editor and publisher of the Daily Sitka Sentinel. In 1968, Polson was the lone Associated Press correspondent for the entire state of Alaska, based in Juneau. He met Bob D'Armond through some mutual friends and discovered that he was not so alone, at least professionally, as he first thought.
I recall two elections, statewide elections, when I had to go to Anchorage. And Bob sat in for me. He covered the AP office during the days that I was out. Did a superb job. Yeah, he had his journalism chops all along.
Journalism chops indeed. About 10 years earlier, D'Armond, along with businessman Robert Henning, co-founded the Alaska Sportsman, which is now published as Alaska Magazine. D'Armond would eventually sell out his share and work for Henning editing the Alaska Journal, a quarterly. D'Armond began and ended his career in journalism, starting first as a reporter for Strollers Weekly in Juneau, not long after his graduation from high school in Tacoma, Washington in 1930. He would eventually work for the Alaska Fishing News, which later became the Ketchikan Daily News, and the Juneau Empire. He covered the biennial sessions of the Alaska Territorial Legislature from 1946 to 1953. He would contribute to almost every publication in the state, particularly as his reputation for detailed historical research grew. Thad Polson says that D'Armond eventually came back to newspapering, writing hundreds of columns on local history for the Daily Sentinel beginning in 1985. Polson says D'Armond knew the people and resources to plug the decades-long absence of a regular newspaper in Sitka. But he says despite sharply honed skills compiling history, D'Armond, with only 1 year of college under his belt, never admitted to the title.
From time to time, when he would be referred to as Sitka's historian or Alaska's historian, he would make the very fine point, which most people don't agree with, that I'm not an historian at all. He says, I simply write down the history that's been established. A historian is someone who puts a viewpoint and draws conclusions on what he is writing about what happened in the past. I simply write down what happened.
Much of that writing found its way into books, 17 in all that he either wrote or edited, and many more that relied on his work, such as John McPhee's Coming Into the Country.
He knew Alaskan history like no one else.
Alaskan novelist and poet John Straley first sought out D'Armond when he learned that the out-of-work reporter had rowed a dory from Sitka back to Tacoma in 1931.
He was a great resource to talk with when in trying to write a story because, you know, I can do research about fashions and, you know, I can look at old catalogs to see what men and women were wearing. But questions of culture, of time, and like I would ask him, okay, so a woman in that area was going out in a boat. What would she wear in that in 1933, what kind of clothes would she be wearing? And we would have discussions about it. And also I'd ask him about cursing and things like that, which are hard things to track down. And he was very blunt and very honest about it.
D'Armond's rowboat journey was pivotal for both authors. The publicity about the voyage in the Tacoma papers would lead to his reacquaintance with a friend from school, Dale Burleson. The couple eventually married and would remain so for over 70 years. D'Armond would finally publish his account of the tale in the book A Voyage in a Dory in 1991. John Straley wrote six novels while the idea of D'Armond's trip simmered in his mind. His seventh, The Big Both Ways, features an epic rowboat journey up the coast by an unlikely trio escaping labor unrest in the Pacific Northwest. Straley dedicated the novel to D'Armond.
When he did this, this is a young man that had a bullet in his leg, and he rode one to get across Dixon Entrance, I believe. He rode 27 hours straight. He gained 45 pounds of muscle weight in the trip down there. And it was just matter of fact to him. He opened windows to the past that will stay open forever. As long as people are interested in the Alaska story, they'll be able to go to Bob D'Armond's writing and look through those windows and see what the world was like.
Straley says he gave D'Armond a copy of The Big Both Ways to read in manuscript, and he appeared to take pleasure in correcting some misspellings and other minor details in the novel. Straley says, "I just accepted that my book wouldn't be as good as his." Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.